Economic support not expected because the bill does not undo Medicaid cuts or restore health insurance subsidies. And tomorrow marks 2 years since the Hamas attack on Israel. Indirect talks in Egypt are underway, centered on the U.S. peace plan. This is ABC News. Two Americans and one Japanese scientist were awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine for their work on how the immune system fights off germs without overreacting. American consumers may be noticing an increase in one type of food. Beef prices have never been higher.
It's a basic economic principle played out at the grocery store meat counter. Demand for beef is up.
From the supply side,
says livestock economist Andrew Griffith,
we have the smallest cattle inventory since 1951.
Helping to push the average price of a pound of ground beef to $6.32, nearly 14% higher than at this time last year. The expectation is that the national cattle herd will shrink further in 2026, pushing beef prices even higher. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The NBA says it's not considering moving the All-Star game out of the new home of the LA Clippers in February. The league's investigating whether the Clippers circumvented the salary cap to pay superstar Kawhi Leonard. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Wisconsin has recently seen its highest number of Lyme disease cases on record, but there's hope on the horizon for treating the tick-borne illness. Judith Ruiz Branch from the Public News Service reports.
A new treatment is being developed for seasonal protection of Lyme disease, which is on the rise in Wisconsin. Lyme disease is a tick-borne infection caused by the Borrelia burgdorferi bacteria. Seth Letterman heads Tonic Pharmaceuticals, the company licensing the antibody treatment. He says it works by neutralizing a key component of the bacteria.
There are about 70 million people in the United States who are in areas where there's significant infestation with ticks infected with Borrelia, and right now there are not good alternatives to treat it.
Wisconsin saw nearly 6,500 cases of Lyme disease in 2024, the highest on record. Letterman says the intention of the antibody treatment is to provide seasonal protection, with people receiving it in spring for protection through summer and fall. The antibody was developed at the University of Massachusetts and differs from a vaccine treatment by providing what Letterman calls passive immunity, meaning it requires no work from the body's immune system. That's unlike vaccines, which he explains can cause issues for people with immune system problems.
Vaccines have issues relating to waking up the immune system in one way or another. So I think that the tolerability of antibodies is generally favorable relative to a vaccine.
Letterman emphasizes that people who have had Lyme disease don't develop protective immunity naturally. 20% go on to develop chronic symptoms, which can be severely debilitating.
We hope that this would be widely used and that it would really allow people to enjoy the outdoors more.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
It will be a while before the treatment is available. Now that the trial phase is done, clinical trials are set to begin in the next 2 years. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers and the Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's game two of the National League Divisional Playoffs. The Brewers winning game one 9-3, but Jackson Churio had to leave with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy on his status.
The MRI came back and it's inconclusive and it's not a serious hamstring strain.
The Brewers jumped out to a 6-1 lead in the first inning Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, the game got away from us early, so it's not like it did, right? It got away from us, so man, it's a loss, and you move on from it quickly. There's no penalty. It's one loss. Doesn't count for more how you lose. We didn't lose well, but we lost, and you move on. That's how the clubhouse felt.
NBA, the Bucks are in Miami for a preseason game against the Heat. Giannis is now with the team after a bout with COVID.
He took a toll on my body. I'm not feeling 100% yet physically. Take it day by day, get back in shape.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe an evening shower, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-40s. Sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. And highs in the low 60s with sun on Wednesday. Slight chance for showers on Thursday. Highs staying in the 60s. Currently 57 degrees.
WGBW. local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Eric Westfall. Thanks for hanging out with me. Well, we did see the rain earlier today, and I was glad it was today and not on the weekend.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen the rain? I won't know, have you ever seen the rain? Coming down Sunday. Yesterday and days before, the sun is cold and rain is hot. I know, been that way for all my time. You'll forever haunt me, go through the circle fast and slow. I know, it can't stop, I wonder.
Talking about hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff, 97.9 WGBW.
97.9. Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
No matter how far,
don't worry, baby,
just call my name.
DOJ's in Love Train, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, good afternoon. Hey, Brewers in action again. It was quite a game on Saturday, but they pulled off the win, leading the NLDS 1-0 so far. Game 2 tonight, and let's hope 8:08 p.m. is first pitch. And man, is there a fan in this state, a Brewer fan, that does not want to stick it to Craig Counsell? Just extra. It's bad. I mean, you know, we don't like the Cubs as it is, but man, I tell you, that just puts a little extra into it. Go Brew Crew.
Hey Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Well, have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
Did your child miss out on the last opportunity to try hockey for free? Don't worry, I got you. It's another new Wisco 411. And I'm Amanda, here to tell you that another Try Hockey for Free opportunity is on Saturday, October 11th from 12 to 1:30 at the Tri-County Ice Arena in Appleton. This is recommended for ages 4 to 9, and no skating experience is needed. Plus, they're going to help provide equipment. If your child's always been interested and just wants to see if they like it, definitely go. My kid had a blast at the last one. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM, click events.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Only you can to make all this world seem right. Only you can to make the darkness bright. Only you and you alone can thrill me like you do and fill my heart with love, for only change in me. For it's true, you are my destiny. When change.
could make a good living in the 60s with a falsetto voice that like that. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW is the king, baby. Kentucky rain.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, 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 in the cold Kentucky rain.
From Pasadena.
Little old lady from Pasadena, she drives me fast and she drives me hard. She
97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. One person is dead and another in the hospital after a water rescue effort on Lake Poygan that spanned 2 days over the weekend. On Saturday, just after 4:30 p.m., Winnebago County Sheriff's officers say they responded to Bay Lane Boat Launch in Wolf River for a report of a boater in distress in the water. Deputies were able to get the man out of the water and to a hospital. He is expected to survive his injuries. While talking to another boater, deputies learned that there was a second man who was unaccounted for and believed to still be in the water. Yesterday afternoon, the Winnebago County Dive Team and DNR members found the body of the missing man. He has not been identified by authorities. Well, beauty, they say, is in the eye of the beholder, but apparently not when you're talking about public art. The Fox River Oracle sculpture in Appleton recently brought the valley some nationwide attention, but not really for a good thing. The sculpture was named the 68th ugliest piece of public art in America, which may not come as much of a surprise to some Appleton residents. The sculpture, meant to represent the gateway to Appleton, has been a source of debate since it debuted nearly 4 decades ago. Some say it looks like an odd type of horse, while others just see a pile of rocks. The Fox River Oracle has been on the north side of the Oneida Skyline Bridge since 1987. And if you're not an Oracle fan, just remember, it could be worse. You could be driving past a gigantic bug every day on your way to work, like they do in Enterprise, Alabama, where their bullweevil monument tops the list of the nation's least loved public art pieces. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News. Green
Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michael. Maybe an evening shower, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-40s. Sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, and highs in the low 60s with sun on Wednesday. Slight chance for showers on Thursday, highs staying in the 60s. Currently 57 degrees.
You're with some underworld spy, or the wife of a close friend.
Carly Simon, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. You can also listen to us using the Civic Media app, available for your in your phone's app store for free if you have not already downloaded it. Johnny Rivers.
Summer rain taps at my window, west wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as the sunshine, sitting here by me. She's here by me. She stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow. Warm lips soft as a soul, sitting here by me. Here by me, all summer long we spent dancing in the sand, and the jukebox kept on playing Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We sailed into the sunset, drifted home by a Gulf Stream. Never gave a thought for tomorrow, just let tomorrow be now. Let tomorrow be.
As I got home about a half past ten, there
just the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. You'd like to have dinner with me. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Well, take a letter.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, talking about some haunted places in downtown Green Bay next.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel
be
garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson. Can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell. Like you should. You gotta play at garden parties. I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da 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 da. And it's all right now. Yeah. Learn my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
Ricky Nelson, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. I enjoy a good garden party. I also enjoy a good Halloween party. Of course, we are in the Halloween season. What do you think? Are you into Halloween? Do you think it's just for the kids? Do you like going out, getting dressed up, doing Halloween things, maybe checking out a haunted house or watching a scary movie? Well, you can check out some, you know, actual haunted places, the historic haunts of downtown Green Bay. Yeah, I found this on our website, wgbw.fm. This event is coming up on Thursday, October 14th, and there are several different places downtown that you will be checking out. Captain's Walk Winery, St. Brendan's Inn, and the Bellin Building. Yeah, go get some details there. Could be some spooky fun.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIInsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh,
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. We'll have opportunities for you to score tickets to the Linda Ronstadt Experience October 24th at the Meyer Theater. Here's the original.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. So don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it, it's just that I am not in the market for a boy who wants to love only me. Yes, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty. I'm saying I'm not ready for any person, place or thing.
Songs you know, information you want to know. 97.9 WGBW.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm,
tell her no.
I love you, whoa, whoa, whoa. And if she tempts you with a charm,
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump told reporters in the Oval Office why the National Guard's needed in Portland, Oregon.
Portland is on fire. Portland's been on fire for years.
But Portland's police chief tells ABC News nightly protests around an ICE facility are just one block of a 145-square-mile city, and he says that typically 20 to 25 people are involved. A federal judge in Oregon blocked the deployment for now of troops to Portland. Another federal judge declined to immediately block National Guard troops from going to Chicago. Governor of Illinois and mayor of Chicago sued to try to stop the Trump administration's deployment of National Guard troops from Texas. The president said the talks are